This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Harley Schlanger here. It is the second Super Tuesday, and of course, Trump has again done another sweep, except for Ohio, which Kasich took. He's only staying in there to try to see if he can create a disaster, which is a brokered convention, and he should soon be dismissing himself from the scene. Marco Rubio's gone, and he had actually more candidates than this character. It's going to get down to Trump and Hillary. That's obvious. Cruz is going to soon be gone as well. So when you're looking at this whole situation, we see a revolution where people are fed up with the status quo. They're going for Trump because they want him to make jobs and just to, as an outsider, start to shake up the corrupt bipartisan mess that is called the District of Criminals or Washington, D.C., they're so corrupt, that's why the foreign nations like Japan and India and elsewhere are freaking out their diplomats. Not because Trump is a racist, which is garbage, but because Trump is going to shake up the deals that these nations have had because of corrupt associations with their politicians.
So, Harry, well, you're asking me to comment on that?
Yeah, I want you to comment on that or anything. I mean, the sweep yesterday was pretty damning for anybody else in the field. I was surprised, though, that the system set up in Democrats is stacked against Bernie Sanders, because he's pretty close neck and neck in many states. In some states, he's winning against Hillary. I think in Missouri, he probably won that one yesterday, although it was by a squeaker. You know, it's hard to believe you actually see Hillary trying to pick up some of the smoke from both Bernie Sanders' campaign and from Trump trying to make some similar kinds of statements. It's kind of pretty ridiculous politicking, isn't it?
Well, I want to start from a very different standpoint, because what we're talking about overall is an amateur hour. Where
exactly.
We're seeing a meltdown of the U.S. economy,
right.
And it's taking place right in front of our eyes. And no one, including Trump, is offering a programmatic alternative. We're also seeing, we've just had right in front of us again, an example of real statesmanship, what the Russians did in dealing with Syria. And it's brilliant on several levels, because, first of all, what Putin did by going into Syria caught the U.S., including our vaunted CIA and all our intelligence agencies, completely by surprise. Even though Putin went to the U.N. at the end of September 2015 and called on the U.S. to join a real anti-terror coalition. And, of course, Obama would have none of it, because Obama's war on terror, continuing the Bush tradition, is a phony war on terror. It's an imperial war, a permanent war, a war of destruction of the United States as well as the countries we're going into.
Yeah, in
and
other words,
Putin
it's a cold war.
Putin called our bluff. So then what do we say? Oh, the Russians are going to be in a quagmire. They're never going to get out of this. It's going to take years. You can't win this fight. The Russians went in and said, we're going to destroy the terrorist infrastructure. We're going to shut down the flows of oil, which bring the money. We're going to shut down the border with Turkey, where the personnel and weapons are flowing. And we're going to create a basis for the Syrian army to operate. They did that. And then Putin said, okay, mission accomplished. We're leaving. And once again, John Brennan's jockey shorts around his ankles, because he was completely caught by surprise. Now, what are the media brilliant geniuses saying today? Well, you know, Putin is still keeping troops there. How do we know he's really withdrawn? Well, because the Russians showed on TV last night the plane loads of people coming back to Russia. Now, what the Russians intended was to consolidate the Assad regime. And that's really what Obama and Cameron and others are upset about, because their whole thing was regime change. They wanted ISIS and Al-Qaeda in control of Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan as part of their permanent warfare strategy. And that's not going to happen. So my point in bringing this up is that Americans would do much better to look at the example of what Putin did and see what leadership really is than to focus on anything going on in the U.S. presidential campaign, which shows that while Trump has some understanding of what's going on in the minds of people, none of these other people, including the professional pundits, have a clue. And Bill, just to finish my rant, the one thing that I find so amusing is that Fox and CNN do the same thing now. They each have a round table of 4 to 8 people who are washed up hacks, you know, who have been either media or in past campaigns. Like last night you saw Paul Begala, David Axelrod, this woman whose name escapes me now, the Hispanic woman who, Navarro, who worked for Bush for about 10 minutes. You know, you see all these people sitting there with their opinions, and all of their opinions have proven to be wrong again and again and again. The most recent opinion was that the $50 million spent to smear Trump would finally bring down his votes. Well, it does the opposite. It convinces people that the establishment is out to destroy Trump. So whether Trump himself is good or bad, the fact that he's taken up a position of thumbing his nose at the establishment is why people are voting for him, because they don't like the establishment and what's happened to the American people.
Right.
So, you know, I think this whole U.S. election campaign, the less we talk about it, the more we get to the reality, which is that there are solutions which could be implemented by anyone. And
right.
So far they haven't been because of who runs
the
system.
They've taken PAC money, they're corrupt, they're inside these secret orders. And like Newt Gingrich said, you know, part of the reason why they're so vilely opposed to Trump is he's not taking their money and he won't play their game, which is a very vile game, to destroy the United States of America, destroy our borders, destroy our sovereignty, destroy our military, and destroy the middle class. That's the agenda of people like Obama and the Bushes.
And Hillary.
And Hillary.
Cruz and Rubio and Kasich. I mean, Cruz and Rubio and Hillary are triplets when it comes to what they would do in the Middle East, their support for free trade agreements, their support for more deregulation. There's no change with that. And this is where you see the ruling establishment, which one book I'd recommend to your listeners is a book that's relatively new called Jeb and the Bush Crime Family by Roger Stone. And what he goes through is a condemnation of the Bushes, which first, a lot of what he has comes from our book, which he credits.
Right.
The LaRouche book, George Herbert Walker Bush, The Unauthorized Biography, on the Bush family dynasty, which worked with Nazis, which worked with communists, which worked with Wall Street criminals. And this is really sort of the blueprint that Trump is operating from, that the establishment in both parties is corrupt and immoral and has to be replaced.
Right.
Now, the question is, replaced with what? And instead of thinking about a personality, we should think about policies and principles.
Exactly.
And then find a personality who will fight for those policies and principles.
Right. Exactly. Now, the situation in the Middle East, it's amazing what Putin did, because he defused the situation right away. He changed the game completely. It also means, if it's stabilizing, it also is going to help the Europeans to start getting these people back to their own countries, which will help in Europe.
That's really important, because
right.
The Europeans knuckled under to Obama and NATO on Ukraine and on the sanctions against Russia, and it backfired in their face. And now Putin's saying, listen, work with us, we'll solve this problem. And he's saying the same thing in the United States, but you have tone-deaf idiots who don't understand the first thing about Russia.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's as you and I talked from the day the Russians went in, this was a game changer.
Yeah.
And it changes not just the Middle East, but the whole world strategic situation.
It also changes the dialogue between the BRICS nations and the non-BRICS nations, the Fed Reserve, European banks. that, hey, you know, we can work out a deal. We can have the Silk Road. We can have a Trans-Alaskan pipeline. We can start working out how to get rid of extreme Islam, which Russia has been begging, well, the Chinese begging the Americans and Europeans to collaborate. It's, you know, it's what Lyndon LaRouche has been saying for many, many months now, years, that they... Why don't they cooperate? And Obama is just intransigent about it. It's ridiculous.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivors. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He used to make is very good at it, and you make lots of money. Everybody's happy. Nobody even goes to war because you get the Silk Trail. The Silk Trail is the solution to war, isn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome back, and we talk about this on the break, so... Harley, let's summarize what we said. Go ahead.
Well, I think that what's necessary for the American people is to stop watching nonstop CNN, Fox, MSNBC coverage where you have hacks talking about things that are irrelevant to people's lives. And what's relevant to people's lives now is that the American people have to come back onto the stage of history. And that means they have to become educated. And when I say that, I'm not talking about the abstract American. You know, in a given week, I do 5, 6, 7 hours of radio and internet talk shows. My message is one that bothers people because I keep saying, stop looking for someone who's going to solve your problems. You have to solve your problems. You have to become educated. You have to become knowledgeable. And not knowledgeable about personalities, but about principles. Principles of physical economy, of science, of statecraft. And then people say, well, you can't beat them. And I say, that's because you're ignorant. You don't know how to beat them. We're talking about an elite which in many ways is more fragile than it's ever been. Some of the so-called best thinkers of this elite who set up this global situation are dead. Some of the others who are, you know, the neocons, they're idiots. The political consultants who manipulate people in presidential campaigns, they've been proven a waste of money. You know, think about this, Bill. This is a simple point. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about the campaign. You have all these consultants who work for Cruz, Rubio, Hillary, Bernie. They get paid an enormous amount. The more money that's raised, the more they get. The more ads they place, the bigger cut they get. So somebody made a lot of money placing $50 million worth of ads talking about how bad Trump is. And what happened? It increased his vote. So you have to ask yourself, and this is why the establishment is so upset, their game, which is you pay the money to play, and then you get the rewards when the policies are implemented, like the permanent war policy. Consultants who go over and spend the money in Iraq to build buildings that are going to get blown up. You know, this whole game is over. Now, what's going to replace it? Well, we can't replace those incompetent consultants with competent consultants because they don't exist. This is where the American people have to study the issues and study the solutions, both in terms of history but also looking into the future. And it makes people uncomfortable to be told that, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And you look at the way Putin thinks. You know, there was an article today, Putin, a mystery. He's not a mystery. He said in September 2015, we want to join an anti-terror coalition because we have terrorists in Chechnya and Dagestan and South Ossetia. We have friends in the Middle East whose countries are being destroyed by terrorists. You have the same terrorist threat against you. Look at what happened in the Boston Marathon and then what happened in with the Charlie Hebdo in Paris. Let's join together as an international force. And Obama took the lead saying, no, we've got to get a thought out first. So Putin said, all right, well, then we're going to go in and we'll take the terrorists out. And he did it.
And not only that, the Chinese have the same kind of problem in the Western provinces in China.
Yeah.
Duh.
You have Islamic fundamentalists that are so-called Uyghur separatists.
Right.
And, you know, it's a small force, but these are the people who went into a Beijing train station and stabbed 20-something people. They set off car bombs in cities in China along the Silk Road. They're threatening to destroy the advance of civilization. And, you know, you can always find disgruntled people who have useless lives who would be willing to blow themselves up. In the United States, instead of suicide bombers, we have people who commit suicide with drug addiction and heroin and things of that sort. In the Islamic culture, they, instead of killing themselves, they take other people with them. But, you know, the so-called jihadists. But how do you fight it? Well, the Russians said, let's cut off the supply for them. Let's shut down the weapons. And what do you find out? Where are the weapons coming from? They're coming from the United States and NATO.
Yeah.
And so the Russians shut off the supply line from Turkey. They're trying to shut off the supply line of money that's going through Swiss banks and Hong Kong Shanghai Bank to provide arms and weapons to the jihadists, and they're having some success. There have been defections now from ISIS. Now, we don't know exactly how extensive the damage has been, but then you see on CNN, like yesterday, they did a story about terrorist-occupied Aleppo, or they say rebel-occupied Aleppo. And they interview someone who's a jihadist, who said, right, two of my three brothers were killed by the Assad regime, and by God's grace, they're in paradise, and that's where I'm going to be next, and we're going to keep fighting. And it was sympathetic to the rebels who were controlling Aleppo and attacking the Syrian government for fighting against the terrorists. That's what our media has been reduced to in the United States, openly defending terrorism.
Well, will they be able to defend terrorism when one of the possible three types of events happens? Someone blows up a dirty bomb in, say, O'Hare Airport, or someone decides to have a nail bomb at a stadium, or somebody releases a biological weapon. Will they be so happy when this event happens? Because I guarantee it, one of the things, if they can't assassinate Trump, which is what I see, that he needs to have much better security. He needs not to be surrounded on all four sides but one side. He needs to have a bulletproof shield up between him and the audience. And he needs to have spotters with guns high above the crowd, and also people with non-lethal weapons in the crowd, bang weapons, tasers, etc., so that if somebody does get unruly, you don't have to sucker punch him. You just simply tase him and put him on the ground. Or hit him with a beanbag weapon and knock him down. That's simple. Zip tie them and take them out of the area with duct tape on their face so they can't scream and holler. Real simple.
Well, the thing you have to look at, Bill, is why is there so much intensity both in the pro-Trump and the anti-Trump forces? And this is what, again, you never get from the media. Because people are being damaged. Their lives are being destroyed by the collapse of the economy, which the media says is really a good economy, which the president says is the best economy we've had in years. These are lies, and people who are left out of that, which is 90% of the population, they're angry about it.
But listen, if there was really terrorism, to be honest with you, Cruz's policies in terms of a border and anything else is far more extreme than Trump. The reason there's not terrorism is he's not the primary candidate because they know that Trump will actually do it, not just talk about it. The reason why that there's opposition is MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter, which are tied directly to the Hillary Clinton campaign and George Soros.
Is the key guy in this. What's their goal? Their goal is massive civil unrest.
Exactly. So, we know exactly why. There's the only reason why there's opposition. Listen, these young black guys are jumping around, punching and swinging their arms around. They're 55% unemployment. Trump wants to fix it for them. He wants them to have a home and a car and not have massive payments and be able to afford health care so that their wife or child has a problem, they can have it taken care of. Trump is not a racist. This is BS when they say that.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dealing with China and international trade and other issues that are really big, that I think if again we as a public have some influence on Trump, policies will be put in place. So even if Trump's not there in a generation, these policies will continue forth for multiple administrations, whether they're Republican or Democrat. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter. If the policies are in place, then it means we will be a strong nation, we'll be a leader nation, and we won't try to set up circumstances to create war. For example, I think, like you have said many times, that if we have the Silk Trade route going on and Trans-Alaska Pipeline to China, a lot of the issues that we would consider might be indications for war will just disappear like a vapor. They won't occur.
Well, and that's an important point. The way the Chinese talk about it is very much along the lines that the bipartisan consensus after World War II approached our allies. The idea that, you know, was it in our interest to provide the Marshall Plan for Europe? Of course it was.
Right.
Because the idea was, if you rebuild these nations, including the nations we just fought a war against,
right,
you'll guarantee a certain stability that will benefit us. And so after World War II, there was bipartisan consensus on this idea of, at least in terms of the Western world or the non-communist world, that, and now some people say, well, it was only because we were fighting communism. No, it was also because we had a sense that the reason World War I morphed into World War II is that the post-World War I period was extracting vengeance or revenge against Germany, which is what weakened Germany and created the chaos and the fight between Nazis and communists, which ended up with Hitler coming to power.
Exactly. Now, in other words, we created the circumstances with the Treaty of Versailles that actually created Nazi Germany. We were the responsible for it, as well as the bankers who loaned money to both sides.
And exactly, because what then happened is that the Harrimans, the Harriman family, which were robber barons but tended to become Democrats, and Prescott Bush, who was a Republican, set up a bank, and this is sort of the prime test or proof of this. They set up a bank called the Union Bank Corporation, which funded Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And which was seized during World War II by the Roosevelt administration under the Trading with the Enemy Act.
Right.
So after World War II, FDR said, look, let's try and sustain the post-war alliance, including, he said, look, if the Russians will cooperate, we will help them recover. Now, Stalin wasn't exactly cooperative. Churchill got in the way. FDR died. And we ended up with 40 years of Cold War. At the end of the Cold War, what did we do? We had Bush as president, George Herbert Walker Bush as president when the wall came down. Thatcher in England, who was a product of the free market City of London crowd. Mitterrand in France, who was a sleazy bastard who goes back to the Nazi collaboration in World War II. And what did they say? The post-Cold War is a period of triumph for the West, so we've got to loot Eastern Europe, loot Russia, put
right.
Germany in a situation where they're not able to advance trade with the East. And that was the whole Euro system that was set up. And so instead of being magnanimous and cooperative, we expanded NATO. Now, what was the whole raison d'etre of NATO, the whole reason for NATO? It was to protect the West from the Warsaw Pact, from the Soviet Union. When the Eastern European governments and the Soviet Union collapsed, why did we need NATO? Well, because we intended to loot Russia, and we feared that even though Yeltsin, who was a drunk, was willing to go along with it, maybe a nationalist figure would emerge in Russia who would oppose it. And that's exactly what happened with Putin. Same thing with China. We wanted to trade with China, but on our terms. And the Chinese initially went along with that, taking advantage of the free trade agreements. But then at a certain point, they said they don't want to continue this relationship where they're cheap labor for our corporations. So all of a sudden, China becomes the enemy. So what the Chinese are now saying, their term for it is win-win. Let's invest together in the future of nations, including our own nation, and the Chinese say your nation, the United States. And what Obama said is, no, we want the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a corporate-run trade agreement that will harm our trading partners and our own people. And you have the Republicans in Congress lining up with Obama to support it.
Isn't that crazy?
So the Chinese are against it. The Chinese are saying, we don't want to see the American people turned into slaves by your own government.
It's so bizarre. It's like hard to believe that this is actually happening, isn't it?
It is. It's through the looking glass, to quote someone. You know, but then the question becomes, okay, most Americans, if they had a choice, if you could vote on your computer tonight, are you for the Trans-Pacific Partnership or against? Probably the majority would be against. So why is the Congress having a secret agreement, a secret treaty, which most of them haven't even read, in which the Republican leadership, the Bush faction and the Republicans, and Obama and his faction, the Wall Street faction and the Democrats, rammed through without real public discussion? So
right.
Now that begs the question, what will the American people do? And this is where the problem is. Most people who are against the Trans-Pacific Partnership don't fully understand it. They don't understand how free trade is an attack on our Constitution.
Right.
They don't
well,
understand how they're victimized by these policies. They just know they are. Well, so we've got to educate them and then give them an alternative, because our nation, contrary to Ted Cruz and those people who call themselves constitutionalists, he wouldn't know the Constitution if it hit him over the head. Our Constitution gives to the Congress the right to impose tariffs to protect American industry. That's in Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution. Nowhere does our Constitution say we're a free trading republic.
Right. Not only that, the free trade they're talking about makes our government vestigial. Vestigial is like an appendix. In other words, the President, the Congress, and Senate will have no function whatsoever because the treaties and the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships, they make our government completely vestigial, has no effect whatsoever on policy.
And no right to adjudicate disputes. Those disputes will go to corporate-controlled courts outside of the jurisdiction of the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly. The point is that if Obama does this, he will have accomplished what he should, what he's trying to do, which is globalize America to make it a trade zone so it's no longer a nation.
Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. People who call themselves conservatives say that free trade is the essence of our country. Go back, and you want to talk about original intent? Go back and read Hamilton. Go back and read Madison. Go back and look at the decisions of George Washington and the early Supreme Court when John Marshall and John Jay and the Founding Fathers were members. Every single time there was an issue of this sort, they sided with the power of the government to protect the people from these unfair agreements, including on the question of banking and finance, credit policy. They sided with Hamilton. Now, some Republicans are trying to claim that Hamilton was a pro-bank, monarchist. There are all kinds of slanders. Alexander Hamilton was George Washington's choice to be his chief assistant, military aide. Hamilton led the charge at Yorktown. Hamilton was entrusted by Washington to draft the founding documents of our national economy. And you can read them. The report on public credit, the report on debt, the report on the national bank, the report on manufacturers. These were presentations he gave to the Congress, which supported Hamilton on every step.
Exactly. Amazing.
We're up against a break. Okay.
We are up against a break, but we'll be right back with more. I'm glad you're able to get all that out. That's good.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that, and you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Harley, this is a very important issue that we're dealing with now. Let's go through some of the pedigree of Cruz, because people need to know just what a slime this guy is and how he's a Bush guy and how, if, for example, he supports Monsanto. He's actually said that people are pseudoscientist fools that disagree with him about Monsanto. And, of course, the same corrupt government has passed all these, quote, protect Monsanto bills to so-called shield them from lawsuits by an enraged public and agencies like my American Academy of Environmental Medicine, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. All these hundreds of thousands of doctors can't be wrong when some pinhead Cruz, who looks like Eddie Munster's grandfather, says that that people are pseudoscientists. No, you're an idiot, and you need to shut up. I'm so sick and tired of people like these corrupt politicians pretending to be an independent when, in fact, he's in the back pocket of the Bushes. Give some of his pedigree, because I think it's important people know just
well,
exactly who
I'll
his character is.
I'll run through this quickly, and then we can get back to how a real economy functions, unlike
exactly.
these guys.
I'm sure you can
Cruz,
do a damage
Cruz came in.
Quick.
Cruz came in with G.W. Bush. He was on part of the Bush campaign. That's where he met his wife,
right.
Heidi Cruz. He had a job for a little bit of time in Washington, but he didn't think it was a good enough job for someone with his enormous talents, and
right.
he came back to Texas. But he was part of that Bush crowd. His wife worked in the Bush administration. She became a top aide to Condoleezza Rice, who was one of the neocons responsible for the Iraq War.
Right.
She then went to work for Robert Zoellick, who was the trade ambassador. And Zoellick is one of the people who's been at the forefront of negotiating these free trade agreements.
Right.
So what you have, and then when the two of them got together and he ran for the U.S. Senate, they concocted a lie to the American people, to the Texas voters, I should say, that they were using their life savings for the Senate campaign. In fact, he got a $1.2 million loan from Goldman Sachs. I think maybe $1 million was Goldman Sachs and the rest was from Citibank. But from Goldman Sachs, which he never reported. and it later leaked out. It should have been much more embarrassing, not just that he didn't report the loan, but he lied about how he was financing his campaign. The money came from Goldman Sachs. You don't get more Bush-connected than that.
No,
you
don't.
And more connected to the Wall Street crowd. So whatever he says about original intent, it's subterfuge. He's a phony conservative who's a pimp for the big banks. And
right.
That's what Ted Cruz is. Now, this is why I was talking about the Hamilton question. What Hamilton did that established our nation as the world's premier industrial republic was a credit policy where the U.S. government, not private banks, was responsible for allocating credit through the banking system to entrepreneurs, to manufacturers. That's what his report on manufacturers is about. How do we go from being an agricultural nation to being able to compete and out-compete with the British Empire? And
right.
The British Empire, because of its imperial status, controlled the terms of trade. They were for free trade because they were the leading trading nation, so they could have a monopoly. Hamilton tried to figure out how could we compete with that. And the first thing he did was made sure that we had a policy that enabled those people who were entrepreneurs, those people who were innovators, to invest in those areas of the economy which would produce real wealth and not get controlled by speculators. And
right.
That was Hamilton's whole commitment. And when Jefferson and the Ted Cruzes of his day tried to oppose Hamilton, George Washington, the president, who last time I checked was one of the leading founding fathers, sided with Hamilton against the Jeffersonians. So when you get this phony Jeffersonian crap from people like Cruz, it's not the Constitution, it's not the founding fathers. The founding fathers sided with Hamilton.
Right.
And now, why take the time talking about this? Because right now the whole financial system, which was hijacked in the 60s by Wall Street, taken away from what Kennedy was trying to do with physical production. We went into a global speculative economy after August 1971, funny money, total control by the New York banks through the Federal Reserve System. That system is breaking down. It's collapsing. It's created unsustainable debt for corporations, for private families, and for the government. You have to reorganize it, which means canceling a lot of that debt, which is phony debt. Now, that's what we need in the White House. That's what we need in the Congress, people who will do that. Now, the fact that there's no one who really is committed to that right now doesn't mean you have to support a lesser evil. It means we, the people, have to fight for those principles. And if we do it, we'll end up with people in Congress who will get converted to American system supporters as opposed to corrupt functionaries of Wall Street. And if they don't, we have to vote them out.
Right. And so, the fact is, what you're trying to do is say you want to set up a system of interaction between the public and their elected officials that will transcend, say, the 8 years if we get two terms of Trump or whoever gets in. But, it's, you know, obviously all the other politicians are bought and paid for, so you're not going to have it. Trump basically is the only chance we have to actually start this process. But it should become bipartisan. The Democratic Party needs to get their act together as well as the Republicans.
And that will only happen when people who consider themselves Republicans and Democrats start thinking about what is in the national interest first.
Of America, and not only America, because if we take care of our nation, because we're a leader nation, it'll influence other countries to have better and more stable economies. So you won't have mass immigration. You won't have war. You won't have economic devastation or environmental devastation. You'll have a better system. For example, if we give natural gas to China, they won't pollute the troposphere with the lowest grade, dirtiest coal in the world that's putting up most of the heavy metals on the planet. We had a meeting 12 years ago in Colorado Springs of the U.S. Geological Survey, NASA, and our environmental doctors, and we proved that over 83% of the mercury that's ending up in our food and our troposphere here in America is just simply because we're not cooperating with the Chinese to give them clean natural gas. We have tons of LNG. Why? Why are we not doing this? It's crazy.
Now, and this brings me to the point again for your listeners, and I know a lot of your listeners do want to do things. I get right. calls from them when I give out the number, and I want to encourage people to call in here and become part of our movement. But and that number, by the way, is 800-922-2907. Toll-free call. Just say you listen to this on Dr. Deagle's show. Yeah. And someone will call you back. And if you want to talk to me specifically, I'll call you back. But it's 800-922-2907. Yeah. You can also go to LaRouchePack.com. And if you're especially interested, you can go to the section, the icon on the top where it says Activation. And you click on that and you scroll down and you'll find the thing that's called the LaRouche Pack Daily Lead. And it's from our organization's daily briefing. It's the lead. What are the most important developments of the last 24 hours? What is LaRouche saying? What are other people saying? What's the significance of Putin's recent move? What's the significance of what swindle Obama's trying to pull? You can get that for free every single day. So you can go to LaRouchePack.com and find it under the section called Activation. And you can also, if you want to do more, then just read. You can call our office, and we'll hook you up with people in your area who are doing things. So one right. more time, that number is 800-922-2907. Don't be afraid to call because you think we're going to try and sell you something. We probably will ask you to contribute, but that's because we don't get money from PACs or anyone else. But if you can't contribute, that's fine. If you can't contribute with money, you can still contribute with ideas and your mind and your feet and doing effort, things. Man.
Yeah, and doing things, Lou, with your local government, your Senate, your Congress, just staying active, becoming informed, raising this to a level of consciousness in your local community. That's what's important. We're the fourth arm of government. Without the activity of the public, that's us, you will not have a democracy or a republic that thrives both financially, spiritually, and community-wise at all. And that's what the whole point is, isn't it?
Yeah, so give us a call.
800-922-2907. Thank you, Harley. A good analysis. I think that we're moving forward to a time where it's not just going to be an issue of Trump, because he's a good example of the personification of the justifiable rage of the public. But I think it has to be us to continue the Trump thing long after Trump is out of office, say in 8 years. We'll be back in a moment. 9 years.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.